Moncrief on News Talk.
But an unusual creature was brought into a wildlife hospital recently in the UK, much to the bemusement of the staff. But what it actually turned out to be was even stranger than fiction. Joining me now is Janet Kutza, manager of the Lower Moss Nature Reserve and Wildlife Hospital in Cheshire. We'll be talking to her in just a moment. But before that, I reckon Google Maps has saved plenty of marriages. No more rows over misread maps. It's also saved puking cars in my car trying to read a map. I don't know about that. I think the downside of that is where Google Maps leads you astray. And that has happened to us several times. Met a colleague today, late 20s, was showing him an area on my atlas. He had never seen one before. I'm only in my early 50s. I say Declan in my own. I'm delighted to say Janet Kutza is joining us now. Janet, how are you today?
Fine, and yourself?
Thank you very much for joining us. So tell me about this elderly lady and what it was she thought she'd found.
Well, I got a call on last Wednesday from this lady that was very concerned that she'd found a baby hedgehog on the pavement. And it was very cold, the weather wasn't good, so she'd popped it in a box and was seeking advice. It was quite late afternoon. I said she should just keep the hoglet quiet, warm in a box, give it some cat food and bring it to us in the morning. She did come in on Thursday morning, concerned. I was also concerned because hedgehogs, especially baby ones, it's way too early for them to be out and about in the streets, and they shouldn't ever be found out in daytime. So she did absolutely the right thing. I took the box from her. I went to our triage, which is another room, and I opened the box. And, well, I couldn't quite believe what I was seeing because I realized it wasn't a hedgehog, in fact. I tapped the box and it then became obvious to me that it wasn't alive, it wasn't an animal. In fact, it was a hair bobble.
A
bobble from a hat.
My God.
From a bobble hat. So I was sort of part relieved and part amused, and I went out and with the box and I said to the lady, well, actually this is a bobble from a bobble hat. And she said, you're joking. And she was very embarrassed. Unfortunately, I didn't get her name or address. And she said, well, it would be a good story to dine out on. And she left quite quickly. She took the box and left very quickly. And then, of course, everyone found it. It was a very funny story and not something I've come across before.
It is. God love her. You have to say she was doing the right thing. Her heart was in the right place. She was
exactly
hoping
a lovely
to try
lady as
lovely,
well. So, wherever she is, thank you for caring.
Yeah, because hedgehogs, baby hedgehogs, would be very tiny, wouldn't they?
They would be tiny. This isn't the right time for them to be born. It'll be another few months before we see baby hedgehogs come out. But in fact, they won't really be seen unless there's something wrong. So it's only if they're orphaned or if their nest is disturbed that they would be brought to us.
And if you did see one, she was kind of following the right protocol, wasn't she?
Oh, definitely. She did it perfectly. She didn't even, keep on checking on it. She just kept it warm, quiet to eliminate stress and fed it the appropriate food. So she did absolutely the right things. 100% correct, except it just wasn't a hedgehog.
Right. Are hedgehog numbers under threat in the UK? I believe they are in Ireland, but is it the same in the UK?
Yes, they are very threatened. It's mostly due to habitat loss, things like climate change, habitat loss especially, because they don't really have as much territory to move around. They do need to move around, find make nests, and the availability of food is also important.
What do they actually look like? What would a little baby hedgehog look like should you see one?
Well, a little young hedgehog that's weaned, for instance, would look exactly like an adult hedgehog, just much smaller, about the size of a small apple, I would say. Tiny newborn hedgehogs would look completely different. They would be much smaller, obviously. Pink-skinned with white spines. Yes, they'll look completely different. They look quite odd, actually. And they would still be suckling from their mother.
They sound very, very cute indeed.
Very cute, but very delicate.
Very delicate. Well, listen, Janet, thank you very much again for joining us. And I have to say a shout out to the lady involved too, because her heart was 100% in the right place and she was trying to do the right thing. And should she ever encounter a little baby hog, let her say she'd know exactly what to do.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.